Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rod Woodson is on the NFL 100 all-time team. 17 NFL seasons, voted the all-decade team of the 90s, voted to 11 Pro Bowls. He recorded 71 picks, which he returned for 1,400 yards. He gained more than 2,300 punt return yards to, scoring 17 touchdowns. I mean, that is some real deal stuff, Coach.
This guy was big, physical, in the Mel Blount range.
Right.
Great guy, great competitor. I mean, he could do it all on a football field. Run, tackle, cover, man, zone, return punts. The return yardage on the interceptions and the punts alone is, it makes him another offensive player.
Mully Ad Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. God, wouldn't it be great if Bill Belichick said wonderful things about you? Doesn't happen all the time unless you're Rod Woodson. He joins us now on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Rod, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Rod.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on, man. I was told that since I'm coming on, you guys are going to send me some Garrett's popcorn.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I know you would never remember me. I was one of 1,000 guys that talked to you in your career, 100,000. But I remember having a conversation with you about your brother living in Chicago. This is a number of years ago while you were playing. And do you still have family here in town?
No, he moved back to my hometown.
Okay. All right. Back to Fort Wayne.
Last year. Yeah, back to Fort Wayne.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but you obviously have been to town. If you know Garrett's popcorn, that's pretty good.
It's the best in the world. I get it every Christmas. I get a big bucket, a big family bucket, and we grub on it for quite a while until it's gone.
Rod, would you like some Malnati's too?
Some what?
Lou Malnati's pizza.
Oh yeah, that would be. Hey, well, I don't know if you can send that, but if you can, if you can get it,
frozen
pizza, send it to me. Yeah, I can do that.
So, Rod, we were talking about you and your career, and I was saying that there's nothing the Kansas City Chiefs can do that a Rod Woodson wouldn't be able to keep up with. I mean, one of the great things when we look at this Super Bowl is the speed of that team and the challenge that presents to defensive backs, and of course. You were a world-class hurdler, and you ran a sub-4.3 40. Oh my God! Do you see some of yourself in the speed of that team?
Yeah, I told Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy last night that remember the last several years, and I would say about the last 10 years, everybody wanted to go to these big, dominant receivers who tower over defensive backs. And Andy said, like 5 years ago, I think I want speed. I mean, he did the same thing in Philly with DeSean Jackson. He's like, I prefer speed over size because speed is the one thing that every DB knows that receivers can create separation on their own. They're dangerous. And, what he's done with that football team and getting Hill and Hartman, those guys can run. Watts can. All those guys can get up, put their feet up and down, and create the separation from the DBs, which makes it so much harder to cover. But then it makes it so much easier for Mahomes, who he is spectacular in his own right. And the bond that he has with the receiving core and the tight end and Kelce is remarkable. So this is one of those things that. It's hard to stay with those guys because they can really, really run.
So you're Richard Sherman, and you're a veteran cornerback, and you're relying a lot on guile and experience at this stage of your career, and you're facing one of the fastest receiving corps and certainly the fastest guy in the league in Tyreek Hill. What's your mindset, and how do you use that to your advantage?
Well, I think Richard knows that you know, first of all, he's going to stay top down. You know, the one thing that 49ers do extremely well, they don't give up the deep ball. So they had the best percentage of not giving up the deep ball in the National Football League, but you're playing against a team who takes more deep ball shots than any other offense in the National Football League, Kansas City Chiefs. So it's strength versus strength. And I think if you're, you know, Richard Sherman, you understand one thing. You, first of all, when you're impressed, you got to get your hands on Tyreek Hill. If you don't make him, if you let him run a 4-2, he's going to run a 4-2. But if you can get him to slow down a little bit, you know, then the long speed, Richard can be back there. You know, so, I think for Richard's sake, he knows what he can and cannot do at this stage of his career. So, and he's played well with that. I think he's had a great bounce back year. He had 3 interceptions in the regular season. He had 2 so far in the postseason. I think it's going to be a great challenge for him, but I think he'll be up to the task.
It's Mully and Hall on the Score. We're talking to Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer. And Rod, you know, it's interesting. We were talking last week about this idea that one of the things the Niners have managed to do is get a tough physical football team in a world where it's very difficult to do that because you don't practice. Because you don't practice hitting, you don't practice tackling. And when you look at that team in particular, it seems like what they've done is they've gone out and gotten a lot of self-motivated players, guys that can somehow turn on the physicality on game day when you don't practice it during the week. Is that the new trick in the NFL? Is that kind of what people have to look for?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we've never hit, you know, well, I can't say that. When I first came in the league, we kind of banged throughout the whole year. And then by the time Chuck Noll left and Bill Cowher came in, you know, by week 10, we were in sweats and we weren't hitting back then, you know, during the regular season, you know, but we practiced our foundation. We practiced setting our feet and eating up the grass. So I think you always want self-motivated players. You know, and I think, you know, the 49ers have a boatload of those guys. And I think Richard Sherman is the catalyst to that, of taking accountability to their defense and what they are. And that front four, they get after quarterbacks. You know, Bosa, you know, if you've never seen him in person, but his lower body is huge. Mm. And so he's so strong, so he can bull rush, he can speed rush. He's going to slap your hands down. He's going to get after the quarterback. You know, Ford is doing the same thing. Warner, Alexander. I mean, they have, at every level, they got playmakers. At every level, they got leaders. And that's what you want on your defense. And on the offense, you know, they just have speed, you know, especially at the running back position. You know, Kansas City played against Derrick Henry. But Derrick Henry is, you know, he hits kind of downhill where, you know, this 49er team, they're going to scheme what you do well, and they're going to scheme some runs for your defense, and they're going to hit that hole a lot faster. So Bria, Coleman, Moffitt, all those guys can get to the line of scrimmage with one cut. And once they get there, they're hitting the back end with some speed. So, you know, I think it's a great challenge for both. Kansas City's defense, I think it's a great challenge for the 49ers offense. I think it's a great challenge for the 49ers defense against KC's offense. This is going to be a really good game. I think they match up extremely well with each other. I think some of the strengths that KC has is some of the strengths that the 49ers will have on their defense side of it. So, you know, I think this might be one of the games that comes down to the last drive, who has the ball last.
So, Rod, if you're Kansas City's defense and you look at those realities about the 49er running game and you try to do everything you can to stop that, to try to make Jimmy Garoppolo beat you if you're going to have, you know, get beaten at all, do you think he can? Do you think that's the wise approach, and or do you think that could backfire?
No, you know, I think at the end result, you know, you look at the top 5 passing teams in the National Football League this year, they didn't make the postseason. But the top 5 rushing teams, they were in the postseason. So it's still, you got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to stop the run. Now, KC's defense, when you look statistically, you know, throughout the whole year, I think they're ranked 26th in rush defense. But the last 8 games, they've only given up 93 yards a game. So they have progressed in a positive manner. When you switch from a 3-4 and go to a 4-3, there's some growing pains. And I think there were some growing pains with that, but I think they figured out who they are. They understand it, but they're going to have to stop the run. and put the pressure on Jimmy G of being the guy who can beat him. And, you know, if he does, and he's been throwing the ball extremely well, even though I know he only had, you know, 7-8 throws in the championship game, but he's better than that. He can throw the ball 35 times for the 49ers, and they can still win the football game.
So, Rod, help us out. You have osteoarthritis in your left knee. That's accurate, and you've got a solution for people.
Yeah. So, you know, I played 17 years. Been playing sports since I've been 9 years old. Had 5 knee surgeries, but I got OA in my left knee, and I took a shot 95 days ago. And a shot's called Zoretta. You can go to getthez.com, and it shows you and just talks about everything. It talks about, you know, it's a time-release microspheres that go into the knee, and it's just, it releases over the time frame of being there, of being in the knee. And as you actually walk around and do your daily activities, that medicine releases into the body. It's made me feel tremendously well. My daily activity, shopping for my wife, going on hikes, doing all those daily things, that pain has kind of gone away from me. And it's just that relief that I want to give other people. And I know everybody's walking around with that. I have a lot of buddies who played in the National Football League who knees just ache, and they have that pain. And they want some relief. And I told them that this is the relief that you need to get. So if you go to getthez.com, they're going to find that relief.
Did you coach in the NFLPA All-Star Game? Did it help you when you were on the field coaching those guys up?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I was there for, and you know, I didn't know I was going to be there from 6:30 in the morning till 8:30 at night. But it definitely helped me stand up for a longer period of time.
Can you still do the hurdles? Does it work that well?
No, I'm not running hurdles anymore. So I don't think I can. I'm too old to jump over a hurdle.
When you were at Purdue, they said that you would do the hurdles like a football player. In other words, you'd run through them sometimes, and at the end of every practice, you'd have like blood dripping off you, and they'd be like, any track athlete would have stopped like an hour ago, but you just kept going till the end of the meet or whatever it was, and you'd always have some skinned knee or some blood or something from the hurdles.
Right. I was a bigger hurdler than normal.
You
know, being 6'1", 205, most of those hurdlers were, you know, probably 6 foot-ish or so, but they're like 185. They're a little skinny little farts. And, you know, the thing about me, I could run through the hurdles and kind of get away with it because it wouldn't throw my rhythm off too much. But I had fun doing it. I enjoyed it, but I couldn't do that anymore.
Hey, Rod, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. We'll look forward to watching the game.
Thanks, Rod.
All right, hey, thanks, guys. I'm waiting for my Garrett's popcorn.
All right. We're going to get his address. Let's send him some Garrett's right now. All right, you got
thanks
it, Rod.
A lot, Rod.
See you, buddy. That is Rod Woodson. Good man.
Yeah, he was a good man. You remembered talking to him and talking to him about his brother who used to live in Chicago. My memories of Rod Woodson aren't so fond, necessarily. He talked about hurdling, and we had to let him go, but I was on the field, I think I've mentioned this just before, when he hurdled our kicker when Ball State lost to Purdue, and he returned a kickoff, I think, 100 yards.
He was unbelievable.
He was unbelievable, and it was just one of those things that you knew when he was in college, you knew when he was a rookie, that he was ticketed to a Hall of Fame-like career, and just a class act.
Too. You know, when you heard the Mel Blunt comment from Belichick, he obviously was drafted to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
and I think he was the 10th pick. He fell in that draft because people were moving up to get different players, all of whom I think did not do very well if you look back at the draft. But Rod Woodson winds up in Pittsburgh. Tony Dungy is one of his coaches. That staff under Chuck Knoll was unbelievable. And Rod said that when he got into the league, he had just been existing on speed. He hadn't really thought about what the opponent was doing or how to, and he had to kind of learn a lot of the understanding of the game, because as a guy who ran a 4.29, can you imagine that?
The track athlete in pads.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
but he was physical.
But he was huge, and
he was tough. He was 6'1", 205. He was ahead of his time, and he was physical, and he could tackle. He could do it all, and he was a smart player. Just one of those guys that is rare.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.